Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to free your horse's shoulders. Now, you may have noticed the directive, freedom of the shoulders, referenced in certain exercises on your dressage score sheet. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain what freedom of the horse's shoulders is, why it's so important in dressage, and how you can achieve it. So firstly, what is freedom of the shoulders? Well, a horse who is free in his shoulders is able to show more ground cover, especially in the medium and extended paces, and his steps will have more elasticity, expression, and quality. However, if the horse is tight through his shoulders, then his steps will be shorter, and the rhythm will be choppy and stilted, and that's not what the dressage judge hopes to see. Now instead, when the horse moves, he should be relaxed and loose through his back, pushing himself along from behind, ideally in an uphill balance. Now this way of going enables the horse to open his shoulders, making him easier to manoeuvre and more able to demonstrate a greater reach when asked to lengthen his strides. Now the paces will have more quality, the horse will be better balanced, he'll be working in an uphill self-carriage, and he will be able to carry out all the exercises easily and fluently. So if the horse works in this way, the judge can see that the horse has been trained correctly along the lines of the dressage scales of training. Now, freedom of the shoulder is especially looked for in the extended walk. So now we know what this freedom of the shoulder is, how do you go about freeing your horse's shoulders? Well, here is a 5-point checklist. So the first check that you need to be able to cross off is your horse needs to be off the forehand. Because when the horse works on his forehand, it means that the majority of the weight is being carried on the horse's shoulders and front half. Now, not only does this put a lot of pressure on the horse's front limbs, it will make him unable to use the full mobility of his shoulders. Therefore, improving the horse's overall engagement will help to transfer his balance back onto his hindquarters, therefore helping to free the shoulders. Now, your second checkpoint is to remove any blockages. Because your horse cannot use his shoulders if your rein contact is in any way restrictive or blocking. Now, if the horse is working in a tight and cramped outline with a short neck, he'll probably lack engagement and will be tense too. So first of all, you need to check that your horse is working in the correct frame for his level of training and that the energy is flowing over a swinging back into an elastic contact that doesn't block or restrict him in any way. Now following on from that, we're going to move on to checkpoint number 3, which is allowing with your hands. Now, the horse's neck naturally has a forward nodding motion, and your hands need to be able to follow that. Now, if you don't, then the horse will most likely become tight through the neck and also in his shoulders. Now, this is especially important in the walk. So here are 2 exercises that will help you to understand the importance of following the movement to allow the horse to use his shoulders. So here's the first exercise. You're going to start by riding your horse in working canter, taking up a slightly forward jumping seat. And then you're going to rest your hands on the horse in the middle of his neck and maintain an even weight on them. Now you'll notice that your shoulders and elbows need to flex to allow for the movement of each canter stride. Now as the horse stretches out with his forelegs, you should be able to feel that you need to allow forward freedom through your arms, beginning in your shoulders and continuing right down through your elbows. Now return to your dressage seat. Stay in the canter, ensuring that you can still feel the same sensation through your arms. Then sit deep and lengthen your back, relax your pelvis, and follow the horse's movement underneath you, which will in turn free your hips. And now that you have a more balanced and stable seat, you can give your inside hand more forward during the canter stride, and this will allow your horse to lengthen his frame slightly and reach out more through his shoulder. Now note that you are not giving the contact away completely, you are still maintaining an elastic connection with the horse, you are just allowing him to move. Now moving on to exercise number 2. Now in canter, providing you're on a safe horse and you're in comfortable and safe surroundings, you're going to close your eyes for a few strides. Now focus on the weight of the contact that you have in your hands. Now the feel that you should have in your hands should stay the same throughout the whole canter stride, and that can only happen if you allow your hands to move forward and back ever so slightly to the movement. Now if your hands stay fixed, the horse will run against the contact every time he lands from the jumping phase of the canter stride, and that will feel like a stronger contact, and it will block the horse's shoulder, causing him to shorten his stride. Now, although we've just talked about canter, this of course still also applies to both the trot and the walk. These are just little exercises to help you understand how the horse moves and why it's important that your contact should be elastic and why you should be allowing your horse the freedom to move with your hands. Okay, so moving on now to checkpoint number 4, and this is to use leg yield. Now, leg yielding is a very effective exercise that can be used to free your horse's shoulders as well as his hindquarters, his back and his hips. Now, the most beneficial leg yielding exercise for freeing the shoulders is riding the head to the wall pattern. Because when you ride leg yield in this position, you're keeping the horse's neck straight, which effectively means that the horse has to cross his legs more than he does when the exercise is ridden on the diagonal, and he can get away with trailing his hindquarters slightly. Also, when you keep the angle to 35 degrees to the fence, the horse has to cross his legs over his knees and hocks, so you get the maximum suppling and freeing effect. So here's how to ride it. So first start in medium walk until you and your horse get the hang of it, and then you can progress to working trot, keeping the rhythm and impulsion throughout. Now you're going to ride the exercise down the long side of the arena. Remember that in leg yield, the horse should be very slightly flexed away from the direction of travel. So here are the steps. So step number 1 is you're going to ride across the short side of the arena about 10 metres in from the track, and then as you hit the long side, position the horse with his head to the wall at an angle of roughly about 35 degrees, and then begin leg yielding down the wall. Now ask for just a few steps to start with, concentrating on maintaining the impulsion. And then step number 2 is after a few steps of leg yield, make the horse straight again on the track and ride him forward to refresh the pace. And then repeat the exercise on the next long side, asking for a few more strides each time. Now, when you begin teaching your horse this exercise, you might find that you can't get enough angle. Now, if that does happen, don't use more leg and try to push the horse across. Because if you do that, your body will automatically lean the wrong way, making it more difficult for the horse to leg yield. Now always sit slightly in the direction in which you want the horse to move. But to solve this problem, you're going to momentarily open your inside rein away from the horse's neck, remembering to maintain the contact with the other rein to keep the horse's neck straight. And remember, once you get a few good steps, then straighten up and ride away. And lastly, moving on to checkpoint number 5, which is to use shoulder in. Now, shoulder in is an excellent exercise that is performed on 3 tracks, and it's a great tool to mobilise and free the shoulders. It's also an effective straightening tool and can be ridden on lines next to the arena boundary or on unsupported lines in the middle of the arena. For example, you could do it on the centre line or even on circles. Now, it can be ridden in walk, trot and canter. And here are the steps. So step number one is you're going to ideally start on a short straight line next to the arena fence out of a well-ridden corner or off a small circle. And you're going to turn your upper body and shoulders slightly, which effectively positions your shoulders where you want your horse's shoulders to be. And then step number two, you're going to close your outside rein against the horse's neck to bring his shoulder in from the track to create an angle of about 30 degrees. Now the horse should have a slight but even bend around your inside leg away from the direction of travel. And the horse's outside foreleg and inside hind leg should work on the same track. And the inside foreleg and the outside hind leg should work on their own track. Then step number three is as the horse assumes the shoulder in position, keep your inside leg on the girth to tell the horse to keep moving along the track. And drop a little more weight into your inside seat bone and push your outside hip back, which in turn brings your outside leg back slightly behind the girth. Now keep your outside leg passive to prevent the horse's quarters from escaping to the inside. And your outside rein controls the degree of neck bend, supports the horse, and prevents him from drifting out through his shoulder. And then step number four is throughout the exercise, think of keeping your horse swinging freely forward through his back. Provided that the horse is working forwards into your outside rein, your aids can be subtle and the all-important throughness, freedom and fluency can be maintained. And then lastly, step number five is after a few steps of shoulder in, make the horse straight again on the track and ride him forward to refresh the pace. And then you can repeat the exercise on the next long side, asking for a few more strides each time. Now, when this exercise is executed correctly, shoulder in will encourage the horse's croup to lower, allowing his forehand to elevate and his shoulders will become freer. Now, it's advisable to keep the initial distances short so as to not let the horse become out of balance and hence more onto the shoulders, which is obviously what we're trying to avoid. Now, even at the start, the horse must be inclined to step under with the hind legs to take more of his own body weight. So to wrap this episode up, freedom of the horse's shoulders helps to maximise his stride length and add more quality to his paces. Now, when the horse is totally relaxed and is working through his back from behind into a correct open frame, his shoulders will be freer. Ultimately, the balance will be more uphill and the strides will cover more ground, especially in the extensions. And that will give you a much more pleasurable ride as well as higher marks in your dressage tests. And just to recap the 5-point checklist that we went through, the first one was to make sure that your horse is not on the forehand. The second one was to remove any blockages and to make sure that your contact wasn't restrictive. Number three was to make sure that you are allowing with your hands and your hands are naturally following the motion of the horse. Number four was to use the exercise of leg yielding, especially in the head to the wall pattern. And lastly, number five was to use the shoulder in exercise. Altogether, these should help you move forward in freeing your horse's shoulders. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.